Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. Wow, unbelievable. Unbelievable. We have a major water crisis here in the city of Benton Harbor. And it's not just lead. You see, lead is there, but we're also talking about bacteria. And what has happened, the Benton Harbor Community Water Council has become whistleblower. We blew the whistle on them. Not once, but twice. There's another incident that just happened recently, which is really tremendous. It's unbelievable. We don't even know. We have no idea who gave Rod Jones the okay to request more samples. We don't know. It could have been the mayor because he's undercover. He really probably don't. I don't see him having that knowledge, that wisdom. And then you got Mitchell, the city manager. Now, he really don't care. All he care about getting his check. So it may have came from the state ordering Rob Jones to get more samples to lower the amount of lead overall in the water. It went from 33 parts per billion to 24. And they was looking for a scapegoat, but they couldn't find me because I was nowhere around for this to happen. But they'll mention it because once you did the Herald Palladium, but the Detroit News kind of like summed it up really good, told the whole story, you know, believing that it's a strong possibility it was done purposely. We don't know who gave the order. We have no idea who gave the order for him to request more sample. We don't know that. We don't know that. But unfortunately, the community don't know. It sounds good. Sampling there's something wrong with the sampling rather than just admit that you ordered the guy to do this. Somebody ordered him to do it. I don't know who did it. And personally don't really care. But just so they don't use my name, which they tried to do, because we are the Benton Harbor Community Water Council with a clean record, you see. And then the other day, the mayor said he didn't even know that the Benton Harbor Community Water Council was doing all the labor work for free. Well, he said we didn't even know that we were out getting the samples. If he didn't know that, then he's the worst mayor there is in the history of mankind. You don't know what's going on in your house. Five of the nine commissioners, water has been tested by the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. But this is black folks, you know. I think that we're going to give this mayor the Sambo of the Year Award. He deserves it. He's going to receive the Sambo of the Year Award. Because nobody is that stupid, you know. And I don't see him being that stupid, but I see him playing to white folks, you see. That's what I see him doing. He thinks by saying certain stuff, it triggers them more than being truthful with the community. So what we have here, we have a major, major situation. Black folks always getting the short end of the stick. And some of that is their own fault, too, you see. They believe people who don't have any history of helping them, only trying to help themselves. That's who they believe. They believe sellouts. They believe sambos. That's who they believe. I wouldn't even tell nobody if I was a mayor of a city that I didn't know what was going on in one of my departments. I wouldn't even tell nobody that. To me, it sounds so stupid. The guy from Detroit, he actually, you know, he kind of like really hit the nail right on the head, you know. We had done more than 200 samples. We only had one incident. And, it went, you know, that was with a white girl who I believe peed in the bottle. It smelled like pee. I can't honestly say it was pee because once she put it in the box, I could smell it, you know. And it smelled just like pee to me. And when I took it in, the guy, I guess Rod Jones or something, smelled it also. So he went back out there to check on it, and she said that she didn't do no water sample. That's what she was saying, you know. But yeah, we know she did it, but that's okay. It's, you know, I'll take that one. I'll take a blow on that one because I should have dumped it right then, but I didn't. So that's on me. You can't do stuff like that. Once you get it, you got to do what you're supposed to do. So that's basically what we did. But that was, you know, just one incident in 3 years. So I'm really not complaining. It is what it is. And we're moving forward. We're not letting these people stop us, you see. They're trying to find someone who will let them out of this mess. And it's not going to be me. You can bet your life on that. You know, I don't care what they say, because they can control the media and the language. They can do that, you know, because anytime they want to call a press conference, they can call one, you see. We just can't call a press conference and they show up, especially if we got something that's going to hammer them with, you see. If we're going to throw some softballs up there, then they'll, you know, then they'll come out maybe. But if we're going to go out there and just tell the truth, then we got a major problem. And then let me say this before I move on. The recall. See, one of the things that's important, once again, they control the media. The language that was used was perfect. There's not a reason in the world why it should have been rejected. But it can be rejected because the news media is not going to tell the truth. Matter of fact, we got the lyingest news media in the world. When you talk about the Herald Palladium, you talk about News 57, you talk about News 22 and 16, they're all singing the same song and the same lie. It's like Donald Trump. Those are the Donald Trumps around it. And the mayor is Donald Trump too, but he's a poor one. He's what you call a broke Donald Trump. You know, he's trying to go deep into trying to figure out how he's going to do this and how he's going to do that. No, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. We're dealing with bad people. Bad people do bad things. It's just that simple. So the key is just staying focused, doing what you're supposed to do. And if you do what you're supposed to do, everything will turn out all right. So that's what it's all about. And we're still waiting for the state to pay us money. They gave us one check in 2 months. Actually, one check in almost in 2.5 months. And we have the highest. My workers make more money than any other workforce in the city of Benton Harbor. And we pay our people well. We make sure that we have the right people in line, which is huge, because in order to get the job done, you got to have the right folks. And these guys come. I'm shocked that they show up. Matter of fact, they bring their buddies on. But we only supposed to have on Friday we're only supposed to have 15, but we have about 26. And during the week we only supposed to have 24, and we have close to 30. But I bring them along because we have the extra money to pay them. So that's the key on that. But the key is staying focused and doing what you need to do. You know, once you do that, then you can move to a whole different level. But there was a rumor going around that by a disgruntled worker who we had to terminate, and she was saying that we weren't paying nobody. She went to the news media. She called Black Matter, Black Voter Matter. She hooked up with this sleazeball family, the Sinks. She hooked up with them. All these sleazeballs, gutter rats. That's what they are. And she hooked up with them. And she thought she was doing the, ain't nothing in this world you can do to hurt me. Nothing. You know. So we just do what we have to do and make sure that we're taking care of the community. There's nothing more important than taking care of the community. And remember this, the community that we live in. You see, this is our future that we're dealing with. You know, there's no excuse, none, that we should, you know, we should do other than take care of the community. There's no, you know. They try to pull every trick in the book, but it don't work. And they know that black folks will fall for the okey-doke. They will. You know, well, so-and-so said, he said this or she said this. No, whether it's true or not, it doesn't matter. Reality with us. We, you know, when somebody say, "Call," most of the time, most of us don't know nothing. We don't. Lack of knowledge, lack of wisdom, lack of understanding, you see. But I can't hold that against you because you don't know. I can hold it against you if you know. Now, that's the difference, you know. Everybody wasn't privy to certain information. But we have to stay focused and make sure we're doing all the things we need to do, regardless what they say. But I got to give this guy, this mayor, the credit, though. He got to be the worst mayor in the history of Benton Harbor, even with the white folks, the way they was mistreating black folks here. He have to be. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. And we'll kiss a butt in a minute. I mean, he be walking around looking for a butt to kiss. As long as it's white, he got to put on his page Fred Upton and Whitmer. This is what he do, you see. And he really thinks that's something. Amazing. I wonder, do he still have a picture of Minister Louis Farrakhan on his? I don't check his page because he ain't worth it to me. But I'm curious to whether he still have a picture of the minister, Louis Farrakhan. And I've been saying this for years about this guy. It's time for the Nation of Islam to step in and take back that bow tie. I was talking to five or six of the nations of members of the Nation of Islam. Matter of fact, they wanted to buy me a plane ticket to come out there and visit them, and I just couldn't find no room to do it. One guy sent me a couple of dollars. He said, "I know you out there paying people, and I know the state, if they can help it, they're not going to give you a dime if they could. You know, if they can find a way not to do it, they'll do it, and then they'll blame you." And that's really is a true statement. But, yeah, some of my Muslim brothers been calling. They saw this guy on TV, and they said the first question was, "What is wrong with him?" I said, "It's a lot wrong with him, believe me." And then when I just tell him the truth, he's a butt kisser. Straight up butt kissing. He loved kissing white butts. When I said love kissing white butts, I mean it. I mean, he be driving around looking for a white butt to kiss. That's how he do. Man, a scumbag, that's what he is. But it's unfortunate, you know. It's unfortunate because we can be better than this, you know. We can be better than this. And I'm going to leave this and then move to my first guest. How stupid can people be? If you're the mayor of a city and you don't know that somebody is testing your water and testing it for free, you don't need to be mayor. You sitting in a seat that you don't rightly know nothing about. Five of the nine elected officials' water was tested by the Benton Harbor Community Water Council. You know, if they get a chance, they're going to try to slam because we're doing so well. We were given an award for the best distribution water site. We was given an award for our work overall because nobody in the city of Benton Harbor is doing this. We was given an award, you know, and they see the work, you know. See, but most people in Benton Harbor, they blind. They blind to especially success. They can't handle it. But look, I got to move on. I got to bring in my first guest, the one and only Dr. Donald Tye. There's nothing comparison to this guy. This guy, his work is beyond, I mean, what he do. He's more than just a doctor. You see, a lot of times a doctor is just a doctor. But this guy is more than a doctor. Dr. Tye, Talk to me. Tell me what's going on in the world today.
Thank you, the Honorable Reverend Pinckney. So for your listeners, I have to make sure they understand the impact of what you said. So when you do a collection, if the collection is bad, you go out and you collect more samples to make the bottom number that you divide by bigger so that the top number becomes smaller that you give. So when you had, 33 parts per billion, that was already 22222 high. So even though when you came back and added some more and it dropped down to 24, that was still significantly too high. So, yeah, they did try to dilute the numbers to try to make the crisis as less urgent, whoever did that. But the other point that we met in the Community and Economic Development, chaired by Dwayne Seeks and co-chaired by Commissioner Mary Alice, where we recognized the Benton Harbor Community Water Council and known that you were already had started in 2018 to sound the alarm in trying to collect water and do these samples, but also that was known that we by the commission that you had assisted under the request of Michael Malley, who ran the water department, to help with the collections. So the commission was aware, the Economic Community and Economic Development was aware. So I'm at a loss where he didn't. No. Now, what people have to understand is that in Philadelphia, it was a black mayor. In Philadelphia, it was a black mayor that dropped or allowed the white police officer to drop a bomb on a project called MOVE. So there was a project community, and the people who lived in there were called the MOVE. You can look up MOVE. And that black mayor allowed white police officers to drop an actual bomb on that community in Philadelphia, killing people. And so just because they like the old phrase, just because they are skin doesn't mean they're kin. So when you look at, you got to be very careful about that. The other thing that you didn't allude to was that from 2018, remember, the alarm was sounded in 2018, 2019, 2020, and going to 21. But in 2018, you started trying to give out a little bit of water. You were giving out water in 2019. You were giving out water in 2020. And you were giving out water in 2021. So the paychecks didn't come to 2021. So these people of Benton Harbor were behind you, supporting you, working for free to make sure that the water was passed out. So they need to be commended for that. So that those individuals remember that you worked before there was money, and if they pull the money away, it shouldn't be an issue. Thing is that we have to always not let them off the hook. Remember, the commission, the whole commission for the city of Benton Harbor, approved Avon Marche or Adamars to replace the water lines over a 20-year period. All seven commissioners have to admit to that. All nine know they did it, and the Herald Palladium, Lewis Weggy, guilty of not advertising that. Yes, but the EPA knows, that's important, that's the feds, that they agreed to do it over a 20-year period, and that's why the mayor thought it was, not the mayor, the governor, Whitmer, thought it was crazy that the Benton Harbor people would agree to be poisoned over a 20-year period, try to do it in 1 year, and like you talk about intelligence, our people didn't even agree with the governor trying to do it in 1 year. We were trying to look out for Adamars, who were trying to cut it down to 5 years and stuff, that the poison was too much. That, well, you had all this. So she's trying to bail this city out and I guess the government out for ignorance. But what I wanted to talk to about was to, give an update in terms of lead. Thing that also I have to put people on the alert is that what was good about another major accomplishment of Benton Harbor Water Council was that the attorneys that have the court case in federal court, the attorneys that actually have an open case in federal court representing the citizens of Benton Harbor, with your leadership and guidance, wind up having it so it would not be like Flint. And Flint, the people were co-complainants, where the lawyers were the main plaintiffs, and the lawyers got 70% of that $600 million settlement, and the 30% went to the people. But you have set it up that when they register with the law firm that you have already have the case in federal court, that the people of Benton Harbor will be getting the 70% and the lawyers 30%. So people may want to come after you and attack you, but so far your record has shown that you've always been about the people and not yourself. So there's nothing that you've done that benefits you. It's always been from the people. And the churches here can never, never, ever say anything because they didn't support you when you went to jail for quoting the Bible and standing for the Bible, when you went to prison for standing the Bible. No church in Benton Harbor stood behind you. They're all guilty. All the churches of God in Christ, the Baptist churches, Pentecostal, Protestants, they're all guilty of not standing up for the Bible. So I want to make sure we get the record right. We want to get it straight.
And you know
so
what?
Now,
that is huge, Doc. Let me say this before you go on. That is huge, I'm glad you brought that up because one of the things that we do, we give people a free pass in this community. And silence here means that you just agree with what was going on and don't really care. But you don't hit the nail right on the head. But that's enough of what I want to talk about. You go ahead and talk about what Dr. Tans wants to talk about.
Okay. So now we're going to move to make sure the people understand this right. So Benton Harbor, here's the situation. So there was a problem that was presented, contamination. Now the contamination of the water started under Pete Mitchell. The contamination of the water started under Pete Mitchell, where we had water contamination and we had to do the boil advisory, and it turns we had a problem with the water plant. Now, we've had a problem with the water plant in 2020 and also in 2021, which for some reason, Ellis Mitchell, the city manager, denied and said there was no problem with the water plant and that the water
right.
was fine. And that's on record in planning and economic development, as well as personnel and finance, and as well as the general city meetings. So I don't understand how he could say that, because what happened with Michael Malley, when there was a contamination issue, he no longer worked there. And then once he was gone, there was two more contamination issues. So that couldn't be blamed on him because he was not there. So that was basically more happened to the workers, but everybody's been silent on that. So we have to say we have contamination, which it could be E. coli, it could be Klebsiella, it could be different bacteria that could be in the water. And then we have the issue of a heavy metal, lead, being in the water. Now, if you look on the periodic table, that would be number 82 in terms of the lead. So it's a soft metal, and it's a soft metal that people work with because you can heat it up and you can make pipes and things with it. That's why it was used so commonly, and you can trace its origin back when Europe was being destroyed by the bubonic plague. The Africans who came in and saved Europe or Europeans from extinction, they brought in sanitation rules, and they brought in and made literacy. Europe was 99% illiterate when the Africans got there. Europe was 99% illiterate when the Africans got there. Only the Pope and the priesthood could actually read or write. So the Africans found that it was because of the nasty conditions where people dumped their trash right outside their windows. They had animals living in the house with them, that the Africans had to clean all that up, set up 16 universities and made cleanliness, thanks to godliness, set up public and private baths, and they took lead piping and ran the water down from the mountains into the homes, into the public and private baths. So that's why we got that lead tradition introduced to the Europeans by the Africans who ruled Europe from 711 to 1492. Is when they lost power and granted that got kicked out. So that's why we have lead usage for our piping here in America. But what happens with lead, if you put certain chemicals in it, it will start to dissolve the lead and make the lead leach out into the water. And then you can wind up drinking the water. Also, lead, at that weight of the lead for the scientists is 207.20, that you can put some heat to that and you get a nice explosion, and that's why we had leaded gas. And so that leaded, that's why we had lead in our gas. And it's also helped with stabilizing, making paint last longer, so we have lead in our paint. And then it's also, you can use it to glaze and hold on paint. So the pottery or the cups that we drink would also be with lead. And now I found out that certain companies overseas, like in Mexico and Asian countries, they actually put a little lead powder or lead dust in some of the seasoning to make it make its weight. So I'm going to say that you're going to have to be more pro-American when you look at your seasonings to make sure there's not a lead contamination. So lead could be in the seasoning. It could be in the paint. It could be in the piping and therefore, you know, in the water. But it also, the lead dust, so when they tear down the homes and those homes, that, and especially like in Benton Harbor, Flint, the poor African-American neighborhoods, that dust also being breathed in can also get into your lungs, get into your body, and you absorb it that way. A study was found that looking at the firing ranges, they still use the lead is inside the bullet, and that lead dust in the firing range, people who work there have been tested and have high lead levels. So even lead dust is easily absorbed. So so now when we look at the lead in Benton Harbor, we look at a lead contamination definitely from a – we know that they did the lead study in 2015, but the city was under emergency management. So you're absolutely right. It was responsibility of the state. It was responsibility of Snyder and them address this issue at the same time they were looking over at Flint, and they should have been learning from Flint. And then we came out of receivership in 2017 when the Eagle, now back then called the Department of Environmental Quality, they should have also made sure that the city addressed the issue. But then they were disorganized because under that time it was a Republican administration, and then it got changed over to a the Democrats took over it from the Republicans. And so they don't want to start with the 2017 on which their records show. They want to start talking at 2018 because in 2018, you started the Benton Harbor Water Council and started helping them to gather data on the water situation. So we know that 2017, that babies have baby formula made with lead. We know that in 2017, that pregnant mothers drank lead-contaminated water, and lead goes from the baby, from the mother into the baby when the baby is still in the womb. So we know that happened. We know that children in 2017 were drinking lead water when it was hot. We know that. And that we know that happened again in 2018. We know it happened again in 2019, 2020, 2021, that we now had to address the issue of women who were pregnant drinking lead water and it going through into the placenta, into the baby, that women giving birth to children using the tap water to make formula, giving lead to the babies, and then children playing on a hot summer day, drinking faucet water, drinking wind up taking in lead. And that we know from Benton Harbor that when you look for special lead, is what it's called, special lead, that you look in those places I told you, but you look into the educational school systems and you will find special ed. So special ed is short for special lead because that's where you're going to find the learning disabilities. You're going to find the ADD, the ADHD, the low IQ, the bad grades, the learning difficulties. You're going to find that the learning delay, the people will be behind because lead is a neurotoxin, and the CDC, Center for Disease Control, as well as Eagle, as well as the Environmental Protection Agency, all are agreeing that there's no safe level of lead. So here we have this lead going to the baby's head, special ed, and in special ed, the kids are treated like they're especially dead because you should be doing more for them, not less for them, because they're coming behind from the neurocognitive injury. And then we see not only that the children have a memory problem, but we see that the adults and the grandmothers also have coming up with memory problems. We also see that in our adults that who have been exposed to lead in Benton Harbor, that you see the aggressive behaviors. So we see how aggressive our kids are to one another in the shootings and the killings that we have. That also could be lead related from 2017, 18, 19, and 20 that we may be seeing on our streets. So we have to look at that. We see that people have a hard time sleeping. That also could be from the lead. We see that people also have hearing problems. Guess what? That can also be from the lead. So when
wow,
we think about hearing problems may be an issue. People are having abdominal pain. It could be abdominal pain or cramps. You got to look at lead in those issues. So, and a lot of the doctors and providers, like nurse practitioners and PAs, not doing it. Sometimes lead will just make you be feeling so fatigued and run down, you know, so that's an issue. And it normally takes, you know, some months and some years. You know, again, we're looking at the brain and the nervous system going out there. But when it even goes down until it hits us, punches us in the kidneys. And so we have to worry about that. But let's not leave the brain, because once the brain is connected to the nerves, and so lead will also, it's a neurotoxin, it will also cause numbness. It will also cause tingling, you know, in your hands, in your extremities. So you have to look at it that way as well. And then some people don't even, people talk about arthritis, but it also can irritate the arthritis. And then for me, I have to always do a CBC, which is a complete blood count, because I have to look at that. We have a lot of anemia, a low blood count, and that can also be from the lead. And I look for basophilic stippling and other things. But then when I'm looking there, I also check the complete metabolic panel, where I look at the kidneys and see if I see any of the kidney effects, you know, from the lead. So the thing that's kind of new is that there's a question now of lead and its interaction with causing certain cancers. So that's the new thing, that maybe lead may also increase some of the cancers that we may see. And then how do we treat? Yeah. And then the treatment is still being worked out. So the first thing is avoidance. But, you know, the chelation is given that treatment to try to make the person pee it out. And then there's some Seventh-day Adventists at Andrews University and those places where they have people take little doses of activated charcoal, trying to bind up any lead that might be in the intestines. But, you know, that may be for more recent exposure. But for chronic exposure, it's going to, once you take the lead in, it's going to go into your organs and specifically to the bones. And what's good about what we're doing in the city of Benton Harbor, our public health department, is not only do we check the blood in the past, but we're also going to be coming back next year and looking in the bones to see if we can find the lead in the bones. See, so that's what we need, because of the red blood cell only lasts 120 days. And so what happens is that in real bad cases, the blood will recycle the lead and treat it like it's iron, and you'll find the lead in the blood being recycled over and over, a person getting exposed. But if a person removes that exposure, that lead is going to be out of the blood within like 30 days. So you're not going to see it, but the damage is still there, the poison is still there. It's just going deeper into the body. So that's why we come up with a new testing to do that. And then there's, when it's really bad, we use EDTA. So that's like Edgar, David, Thomas, Alfred, for that's acute lead poisoning, and that's kind of medically to try to get it out. But what everyone could do, all your listeners, everyone who's in Benton Harbor, they should be on a complete multivitamin with iron, a complete multivitamin with iron. And if you want to do iron by itself, because you want to think you're a Google doctor, YouTube doctor, or a Twitter specialist, then if you do your iron, then you have to have a medicine called Colace, Ducoset, Colace, to keep you from getting constipated and boo-booing out little cannonballs, if you know y'all playing doctors. And anytime you take an iron, you also want to make sure you take it with vitamin C or orange juice to make it from ferrous to ferric, so it's more water soluble. So all you doctors out there who doctor by social media. So these are the things that we could try to do. Now, the thing that's so important, things I've asked you to do and continue to do, if I said take the CoQ10, 200 milligrams or better, I've asked you to take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C three times a day. I've asked you to take this CoQ. I asked you to take this complete multivitamin with iron 3 times a day. If you do that, that's also going to help you with influenza. That's also going to help you with COVID, because those are the things that help with the natural immunity. And then you also make sure you wash your hands. Make sure, now, our people don't understand that a garbage can is not a toilet. So if you spit in a garbage can, the spit is going to stay there, evaporate into the air, where you can flush it in a toilet or a sink. So everybody who's listening, do not spit in garbage cans. Do not spit in garbage cans. Do not spit in garbage cans. Spit in the sink, turn the water, rinse it, or spit in the toilet. So that way we don't be spreading any other diseases there. Now, the other thing that you pointed out is that we really have to take a look at this contaminant. Now, Benton Harbor, city of Benton Harbor, Water Department of Benton Harbor, even though against the recommendations of Michael Malley didn't want it to sound the alarm, but was restricted because he worked for the city manager. So the bottom line can do with lead is make it softer if you boil it. So if you boil water advisory for lead, all you're doing is making the lead softer in the water. You're not getting rid of it. So the city never, never, ever said we had a lead problem and not to drink the water and not to bathe in it. Now, the issue of bathing in it is what I told people is if you cannot use custom jewelry, if you cannot wear those cheap earrings and stuff and it break you out, then if you take that shower, then that's going to make you itch, break your skin out. That's what they saw in Flint. That's what you'll see here in Benton Harbor. And people are thinking that, you know, they got a skin condition, but it could be a lead conditioning. And that's in that context. So that's why it's important what you're saying, that we need to wash up and clean up, but don't shower up unless you know your pipes have been replaced and that you don't have lead. The other thing that we must make sure that you're doing is that lead comes from dirt outside. It could be on your hands, and just like you have to wash for COVID, you have to wash for lead. Just that same thing, you cut down on influenza by washing. So we got to increase the hygiene. We taught hygiene to the European. The African taught hygiene to the European. We got to go back and stop copying the copycat and raise up our level of sanitation. Now, and we cannot depend on people who do not know. Now, we cannot just beat up on the commissioners. Now, this is an agriculture company, so these commissioners are doing the best they can. Some of them didn't have the education they had. Some of them, you know, are from the hood, from the street. Some of them had to deal with substance abuse issues and things like that. So we have people who also suffer from post-traumatic slave disorder, scared of white people. You know that because over 90% of black Americans are scared of white people. So you're going to have them to accept a 20-year contract because a white person said so. So every single commissioner on the city commission is scared of white people, and that's not just a fact of Benton Harbor, but that's a fact of Detroit and Flint throughout the whole United States. And there has not been a black politician since Adam Clayton Powell that has done anything for black people. So what we have to do, it has to be a grassroots effort to make sure that our children are no longer injured, that our babies are no longer injured, that our pregnant mothers are no longer injured. So we have to avoid the lead and make sure we can end the day that our communities have special ed.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is beautiful. Let me ask you one last question, then I gotta let you go. When you're on dialysis, and you know dialysis, what it does is clean the blood. Do that dialysis machine clean the lead that's in your blood out of your blood, or do it just recycle it?
Okay, now that's a very good question. Now, so we have to look at dialysis, and because you have children on the last, what we found in Benton Harbor, we found that children under the age of 10 tested positive for lead. We've got teenagers testing positive for lead. We got people in their 20s testing positive for lead, in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. So everyone is tested for lead. We have a lot that accumulate around the number 1. We have some around 2. We got another group around 3. And then we got one outlier who's all the way at 10 that we found that was 10. And we want to be, you know, less than 5 or 0, what we ideally want. And so some of those are on dialysis. So all I can tell you, I tested the person on dialysis. The lead still showed up. But I would have to talk with, like, Dr. Walter Davis, who ran the lead department of Wayne County, Detroit, and Dr. Susan Buchanan, who kind of works with the CDC and University of Illinois Chicago, to see what they found. Now, what you have to understand, that all the work has really been around children, that they don't really care about adults. In Flint, the adults weren't tested, so we're doing something revolutionary. When I had Wayne State University come up here and do the lead clinics and drew blood to test, no one did that in Flint. Nobody cared about the adults. So the information on adults is very scarce because they only care about the babies because the babies' brains are still growing. And remember, the only reason why they took lead out the water, I mean lead out the water and out of the gas, was because white communities were starting to have a special ed issue. And when it affects a white community, it's an epidemic or a pandemic, and that's why it was a major lead response. So the kidney issue in the adults is something that may have to still be studied.
All right. Thank you so much, Doc. That was very educational, and I really, really appreciate that. And listen, let's talk soon, because some of the things you said really, really hit home base. And listen, you have a great day. Give your family my love. And listen, take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you. God bless you.
All right. That was the great and the famous Dr. Times himself. The one and only. There's not two Dr. Tan. There's only one in this whole wide world. And let me bring in my good friend Marcina Cole from Detroit, and she has a lot to say herself. So let's talk, Marcina. Talk to me.
How you doing there, Reverend Pinkney?
I'm
a lot
doing
of stuff
great.
Going on. We, you know, it's from Benton Harbor across the nation when it comes down to lead in our waters. We're drinking and don't even know that we got lead in our waters if you're drinking from the tap. So we're not safe, you know, with these various cities in various states. Nobody cares. They wait so long to basically get on it when the water was tested and found that it was lead. It just seems like it takes years to rectify that serious problem. And I thank you for your work in Benton Harbor to ensure that everybody – have safe water. Well, Reverend Pinkney, right now in the state of Michigan and across the country, there have been surges, which I predicted months ago when I had a petition against the CDC, and nothing went. They didn't do anything about that because I was hitting it right on the nose. Well, it has been numerous surges across the nation, and particularly in Michigan. We've had some confirmed cases, and it's on weekly, it's over 11,783 new confirmed cases, COVID-19 cases, and 23.5 new deaths. That's within a two-day period. And also they claim because of these increase of the COVID-19 is because of people being unvaccinated. But I want to say this, and they claim that 235 new deaths in over two-day period, an average of over 5,000 cases a day. That's quite a bit in the state of Michigan. And in Michigan, as far as the COVID-19 numbers, is over 1,380,000 cases since the March 2020. So we're not stepping back. We're fortunately with our cases, it has increased because of the fact that the CDC rule that if you're fully vaccinated, you can come in the stores, whatever. And what's happening is you got a flood of folk going in the stores. I was in Best Buy the other day, and there was so many of them white folks. They so happy. They ain't wearing the mask. I'm talking to a manager. They cut right through and talk, you know, say what they got to say, that white privilege crap, you know, and I'm not comfortable going to these stores. When they allow, they say if you've been fully vaccinated, come on in. You know, come on now. It's across the country. People walking up in these public places and spreading stuff. So they're not talking about that. They're saying the people that's not vaccinated is spreading the variant and spreading the, you know, COVID-19. But they don't say anything about folks not wearing a mask. The ruling, it sucks. We're in trouble. And we're never going to get rid of COVID-19. It's not going to slow down in this country and across the world if people run around like it's the, you know, a day as usual, you know, before the pandemic, you know, like we can go on trips internationally or whatever. So if that's not the case across the world. And with the Omicron variant in this country, discovered about this variant, there are mild cases, and if they some of them did get hospitalized, no one has died at this point. Now, I hadn't heard any cases across the world; they have not died, but there is a concern because of the mutations. It's very contagious, and so the how it spreads, people talk. And they don't have a mask on, and they're breathing it in the air. So and then they contract, you know, with these COVID-19 viruses. And so it's still here, and we're fighting to survive. We can't see it, but people are not taking it seriously. It's unfortunate, but in this world today, this was happening. In South Africa, southern countries in Africa, we have a surge of Omicron. Many of those countries don't have the, you know, the vaccinations like the United States availability of having vaccines. So the cases have increased enormously with the Omicron. And the Africans are really upset that even in the UK, some of these are there, and then, you know, the current President Biden and the other politicians basically does not want this the people of Southern Africa to come in this country, and they feel that, you know, their rights are being violated, and it's showing racism bias and not letting them come in the country because the Omicron had originated from there. They don't have the vaccines like you know, our country and all that. And so, you know, they're not being protected. So it is spreading enormously in the southern countries in Africa, in the continent of Africa. So it's all over the place in you know, the world. And going back to United States, we got some crazy folks. These white wing extremists don't want kids when they're in school now, and saying they don't want the kids to. In Pennsylvania, Supreme Court, you know, basically struck down a school mandate for masks, to wear a mask. They don't want the kids wearing masks. So we have the kids that they're getting COVID, and they're not being protected, you know, and in various hospitals across the country, including Michigan, it's so many COVID-19 cases, they don't even have a bed for folks, you know what I mean? So it's putting a lot of burden on the hospitals, the healthcare system, and all that. But the nurses and the doctors are overwhelmed with these different cases. But people just don't care; they care about themselves. And this country, they want to kill you, and go to the state capitals and whatever, and protest with their assault weapons, and they can do that. So I'm moving on because I know we're going to be running out of time. And speaking about assault weapons, I wanted to touch on what happened in Oxford in November the 30th with this kid that was influenced by his parents. And unfortunately, he killed four high school students in Oxford, Michigan, Oxford High School, and you know, seven people were injured. So we can, you know, we had the Columbine, we had the Parkland, we had numerous school shootings in the past, but that has not stopped folks from getting more weapons. In fact, the weapons have increased every time they had these terrorists coming to the school and killing these innocent children. They go to school and they're coming. Unfortunately, the parents have to look at them at the morgue. So we're dealing with this, you know, obsession with weapons, and it's so scary. You know, we're dealing with this white supremacist nation, and all I think about is guns. You know, Marjorie Green, I'll say this real quick, Marjorie Green from, she's so psychotic and threatened folks, threatened to kill politicians and all that, and she's still, you know, representing her state and say these obnoxious things. She's very delusional, and they let her do that. We're just in trouble when we're dealing with the Trump, I call the Trump Republicans, that's going on across this country and supporting mass shooters. You know, with Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse, and how he walked around free and went to school in their college in Arizona. He went to school that quick, was in the classroom, and the students denounced him that they didn't feel safe. But my point is that glorifying violence because of the National Rifle Association is real scary stuff, because it's going to be more school violence out here because it hasn't been a concrete gun control law since 2013. It's pathetic that our lives are in jeopardy, you know. And I know he mentioned about, you know, Dr. Ty, about, you know, black folks scared of white folks. I feel, you know, there is some kind of fear because the fact is we are being targeted by these crazy folks. You know, and they walk around with AR-15, 47s and all this other stuff, and then they get away with their murdering. They get away with assaulting police officers, children going to the schools with weapons, don't get the backpack to get checked. You know, this is too much white privilege going on. When that child in Oxford, that recent one in November the 30th, he got a backpack up in there, and the school officials, I feel that they should be held accountable. I said something about Cassie McDonald, something about charges, you know, the state official. That's what I want. She didn't technically say that. She focused on the parents, which I know those parents are 100% guilty. They knew he had a weapon, and they ran off to Detroit, somebody they knew in Detroit, on some property or whatever. And so they knew all the time, based on the messages that were sent to their son, you know, about making reference with him planning on killing kids. And so it's unfortunate, and it's unfortunate where we have representatives here in this country that's pro-gun and want to block every movement to have gun control so we can save lives. They're not trying to save lives. This is going to be, I said years ago, it's going to be a civil war because, you know, they're taking our rights away, and all they talk about is Second Amendment, really, and then they go to church on Sunday talking about God, this, God, that. This is crazy. You know, you got England, those police officers don't even have no freaking guns. You got a nightstick or whatever. But we in this gun culture, and then black folks get involved in it, and they want to kill people look like you and I.
Yeah, they want to kill black folks. That's who they want to kill.
Huh?
Black people want to kill black
saying.
People because they scared of white folks. They scared of them. That's why they don't kill white folks, because they scared of them.
They scared of them, and it's bad because I'm hearing, you know, a couple of folks, black folks saying, oh, I bought me a gun and all that. And I'm like, you know, I'm not going against having a gun, but I have a problem with it because that gun is going to be used against a family member in the house, somebody, a child gonna get it, you know, because in state of Michigan, there's no law in place where you can, you know, you have your safety lock on or whatever, you know what I'm saying? So it's just a lot of, there's no law to protect us out here from these people that they claim they're law-abiding citizens that have these freaking weapons and they kill at will and get away with it if they're Caucasian. That is what if we do the stand your ground, a so-called stand your ground law, and somebody comes to us and they're not black, you're going to get locked up. Now, if you kill another black person, you ain't going to get that. You're going to be free and be on probation. So,
there you go. Hey,
the law is all messed up. The criminal justice system ain't for us. So we got all the stuff going on with us, Reverend.
That's right.
No,
that's right. But listen, I got one more guest I got to bring in, and
okay,
I got to let you go. Hey, but enjoy
okay,
talking
thanks
to you.
Thanks a lot for the time.
All right then.
I appreciate it.
All right then.
Okay, take care.
All right.
Bye bye.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
Let me bring in my other Detroit guy, the one and only, Steve James. James Steve, talk to me.
What's going on, Reverend Pinkney?
Once again, we're
the only race have dark days and dark nights when we come out our mother's wombs. We have two strikes automatically against us.
Mm.
I believe we can change. We can change if we get rid of these copycat sellouts, black activists and black pastors, reverends and deacons. Those are copycats. As long as Ben Harbert had lead in the water, they haven't went up there yet, but they made it all the way to Georgia. I guess they've been in Georgia. They haven't made it back yet, and they're not coming because you don't have a white mayor. See, if you had a white mayor, they would go because they would say, uh-oh, that white man doing black folks wrong. But as long as you got a black mayor doing it, it's legal. Every black mayor state of Michigan has failed their people. Every black mayor, male and female, they failed the citizens in their city. How can Flint help you and Flint couldn't help themselves? How can Detroit help you? And hold on, how can Detroit help you? Detroit right now still got uranium in their water, but they want to help you. They can't help their darn self. See, this is my problem. Black activists, the so-called, see, they done made a living off of their silver suit. So let's talk about defunding the silver suit because they're becoming multimillionaires all of a sudden. This is how everything have changed. Multimillionaires, so they don't worry about the little fellas anymore, like Ben Harper, Flint. How can Detroit, the biggest blackest city, black folks lose their city? Where's Martin Luther King III, who Al Sharpton always bragging about. Where's Al Sharpton? Why didn't he go get Maxine Waters like he did before? Get Maxine Waters now. Where's Jesse Jackson? All these millionaires. See, they don't worry about the little blacks anymore. Those are copycat sellouts. That's what they are. That's where the big money is at. Okay? Now, it's
let me
say this to you. Let me say this to you. You saying that the pastors are still in Georgia now? They have not returned to the state of Michigan?
Well, it looked like it. I thought they had enough. I thought they bought enough jet fuel in that private jet to make it back. Evidently, it must be a shortage or something. What has become of the black radio host? I think that silver suit money is being spread out for these black sellout copycat radio hosts. Because if they're smarter than the callers and the callers been listening to them for the last 5, 10, 15 years, how do you lose your city? How do you lose your black city? But y'all got ex-judges, ex-lawyers, and you lose your city. You listen to these blacks every day. Now, one thing you would never hear a white man tell another white person, we don't condone violence, but this is what the black radio host is telling black folks. In other words, keep accepting it. We don't condone it. I guess not. Y'all getting that illegal money from the silver suit. That's what it's called. And they know it. So it's going to take the black folks to disown these black radio hosts. Listen to them every day. You can turn your radio all the way to the left and take your time and turn it to each station, all the way to the right till it stops. Then go from AM to FM or vice versa, all the way. You can tell when you get to this black station, you hear all the cussing. They talk to the radio callers as if that's their kids, and everybody is grown. Now, you don't hear white folk do that. See, they don't disrespect they race of people on the radio. Blacks is doing it, and it's legal because they're doing it to their own folks. If you think I'm lying, just go on in the daytime, especially from 6 in the morning all the way to 7 at night. And 7 at night, that's the granddaddy of them all. Boy, you can hear the N-word. I mean, you hear more N-words on that station than you ever heard in your life. And it's legal. It is legal. I mean, I don't believe it. But white folks don't mind them doing it because they're doing it to their own people. So how can you talk about a white person that used that N-word when you let the black radio host uses it on his own people? See, it's legal.
And you say that they talk to them any kind of way, huh? They say whatever they want to say, and they'll cut you off if they wanted to.
Oh! You got that one in the morning. You know what she'll do? If you talk about Obama or something, she will mute your mic so couldn't nobody hear you talking, and then she will go. She'll start talking, and she'll say, "Well, thanks for calling. Next caller. No doggone way, you still talking." But that's what she do. And she's an instigator. She's an instigator on this trial stuff. I asked her a question one day. You want to answer a question with a question. You can't do that. Uh-huh. And then she going to tell me, well, I don't live in Detroit. I live in Flint. So I don't watch the news in Detroit. But the next day she knew everything about Detroit. See, this is our problem. These black radio hosts is not for black people. They getting that silver suit money under the table. So let's defund the silver suit and let us stop on that.
Amen. But listen, we have just ran out of time, and I want everybody next week, same time, same station. Let's make it happen. And on that note, I'm going to say good night.
Let's repeat. Let's see if we can get a little donation to get them some jet fuel to make it back to Michigan.
What is that? Let's bring the pastors on. Let's bring the pastors on. Let's bring the pastors on.
Right.
My man. All right. We'll talk soon. Have a good night, everybody.